a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubdy at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As President Biden welcomes Kenya's President William Ruto to the White House for the start of a state visit, one Republican candidate who wanted to face him in November, Nikki Haley, says despite her harsh criticism of former President Donald Trump,
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
She was speaking before the Hudson Institute. Health officials have confirmed a second case of bird flu in a person in the U.S., another farm worker, this one in Michigan, as bird flu moves through dairy cattle. Officials say the risk to the general public remains low. Federal judge in California ruled the Federal Bureau of Prisons will go to trial next year over claims it allowed an environment where prison guards sexually abused incarcerated women. And the families of victims of the Uvalde school shooting settled with the city for $2 million each. This is ABC News. The Biden administration canceled another $7 billion in student loan debt for 160,000 people.
If your debt is being canceled by this move, chances are you already know. These are borrowers, the administration says, enrolled in the SAVE plan, a new kind of repayment plan tied to income. They also include public service workers like teachers, nurses, or law enforcement officials. This is part of a series of moves the Biden administration has taken to lessen student debt after the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping $400 billion student debt relief plan. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Nearly 5 million people have now received some form of student debt relief. No relief for home buyers in California, where the median home price is at a new record over $900,000. And a renowned Sherpa, or climbing guide, from Nepal scaled Mount Everest today for the 30th time, breaking his own record. It was his second climb to the peak this month. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's a busy day of storm cleanup for many parts of the state. Severe weather hit just about every region of Wisconsin. Straight line winds are responsible for most of that damage, but National Weather Service experts will investigate whether any tornadoes touched down. Before that storm system hit us, it moved through Iowa. Multiple people have died in the small town of Greenfield, south of Des Moines. And the cicadas have arrived. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they've gotten photos from someone in Lake Geneva showing the first time they've been seen this year. Even the DNR admits their mating calls can be deafening and annoying. Those are their words, not mine. They're expected to keep emerging in the southern portions of the state through June and won't show up again until 2041. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago began service on Tuesday. The inaugural run departed Minneapolis-St. Paul Tuesday morning and is making stops in Wisconsin cities including La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, and Milwaukee before reaching Chicago. A second train will make the trip back to the Twin Cities from Chicago later in the day. Duluth City leaders and community members have continued conversations about a particularly unsafe stretch of road. In a public meeting at Lincoln Park Middle School, officials discussed the potential future of the West Skyline Parkway, which already saw two fatal crashes earlier this year. The city is looking into ways to get cars to slow down and make it safer for pedestrians. Some ideas include making the Skyline Loop a one-way street, adding a pedestrian walking lane, and adding more signage. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices, Matt LaFleur asked, how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet?
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and, you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Up, get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, get up, gone! It is 3-0 Brewers!
It is gone!